Good evening. Senate, please come to order. Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 11 members, 12 members present.
Thank you. Please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, Reverend George Salidas of the Holy Trinity Episcopal Church.
With deepest respect for the religious beliefs of all Alaskans, I invite you into a time of prayer and reflection. O God, the giver of all good gifts, we give you thanks for the gift of our intellects, our will, and our passions. Direct those in seats of government, we pray, with the gifts also of charity and compromise in the exercise of their power, with a sharp eye and ear for the better way than that which alone they can discern. Give us all the humility to realize there is far more that we do not know than what we do know. That decisions we make today are always with partial knowledge, and so, like all things, must yield to the better choices as we find them. Upon the staff of each of these elected servants, pour your blessing, I pray, that away from the lights and reporting of this house, they may know the value of their work and the thanks of those they serve. Upon our governor, we ask every blessing, especially a wise and discerning heart, that he may meet the charge laid upon him, offering true leadership for the benefit of all Alaskans, and while he serves, the support and guidance of all. Amen.
Thank you, Senator Cowdery. Please listen and pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, this prayer be spread on the journal. Thank you. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the first legislative day.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Without objection, this journals shall be certified by the Secretary. Without objection, we're going to roll down to unfinished business on the calendar and recess for the joint session. For the members' information, you don't need to return after the joint session unless you want just to gavel out. So, and with that,
I'm going to ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess and meet in the House chamber for the purpose of a joint session to hear the Governor's State of the State message.
Thank you. Senate stands in recess.